hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 18th day of November 2008. Before I take another call here, and people's psyches are all over the map. Tim, if you're listening to the program today, a guy sent me an email, and he was complaining about how the commercials of the network depress him. And he was a very, very nice man, but he just had a little problem with not the content of the broadcasting. It was just the commercials are just really depressing. So I emailed the guy back, and I had a good sense that he was a man lost. He was listening to Bible prophecy, and he was going through this phase. I think he was coming out of the prophecy phase and thinking, well, wait a minute, I've got to do something about this. So he sent me this wonderful email, and I shot one back. And I told him in the body of the email, I said, you seem like a stranger in a strange land, a good soul lost in a country that you're losing. And I said, it was either a shoulder to cry on or the back of the hand, and I had a sense that, you know, you needed the back of the hand. Well, he sent me an email back with one word, sorry. And I emailed him back. I said, don't be sorry. Look, we're trying to prepare people for what is coming. And you can't put on the rose-colored glasses and do a tap dance and smile a lot when you're telling people that the world is getting ready to crash down around your shoulders. I said, people are not going to be in the living mode. They are going to be in the survival mode. So that I've always treated this as if this was a military mission. And I'm like you, Bob. I don't care who likes me or who doesn't like me. Don't shoot the messenger, because we shoot straight. And I would like to think that I care what the listening audience thinks, and by and large, they've given their approval to what we're doing. But I'm like you. I've got a pretty thick skin, and I don't care, because I treat this almost as if it's a military mission, that if we do not win this battle against the globalists trying to take control of this country over, there ain't going to be nothing. So I'm of the opinion we've got nothing to lose. Maybe little to win, but we ain't got nothing to lose. Renee in North Carolina. Hello, Renee.
Yes. I want some information from people who have more experience in this than I do. Now, we know the worst-case scenario for money is we could wake up one morning and it's worth nothing. It's just paper. Don't get me wrong. I am pro-gold, but I like to look at the up and the down and the worst-case scenario. What is, because we know the markets, they're manipulating everything. What is the absolute worst thing that could happen? What is the lowest they could possibly push it down to? And also, what's the highest? What's the extreme highest?
Well, I guess if you want, and I don't use technical analysis, I don't believe in it, because obviously when you're dealing with manipulated markets, you can throw technical analysis out the window, just the same as you can throw out the window the age-old concept of buy and hold. I'm sure Bob will agree with me on that. That's become passé. But if you look at charts, you can see a legitimate argument for gold probably down to 625, 650. On the upside, pick a number.
Ooh.
Yeah, and there you go, Robbie. Renee's going to wait till it goes to 6.25.
No,
I'm just telling you.
Hey,
I'm kidding. Hold on. We got to take the break. Hold on, Renee. We'll be back in three, folks.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
In the world of officialdom and charts and the very liars that are out there.
Let me clarify my remarks.
Okay.
If you look at a lot of the technical charts that people obviously look at, there's no question it's got a channel and support at the 650 area. Does that mean it's going there? No. But that's if you look at a technical chart. But technical charts today, I think, are completely worthless. And as for my statement of buy and hold is per se, that's not referring to physical gold. That's referring to if you trade mining stocks. The concept of buy and hold in because it's right now long term on Wall Street is after lunch, and I'm just telling you my own personal experience as I've watched huge profits in some mining companies evaporate, and obviously if I'd have sold them, I'd have been very happy, but I didn't, so obviously I'm very sad.
Well, yeah, and Robbie, it must be said that, remember, when the gold mining companies, they're saying, well, look, unless gold gets over 5.25, it's not even worth us putting the proverbial shovel in the ground to bring this stuff to market.
Oh, no, there's a lot of miners that produce for under $300 an ounce.
Yeah, well, they were singing the song of the damned, saying, well, we need the prices to rise before we can go into full production to make it profitable.
And, and what a lot of people don't take into consideration now that we are blessed with $2 a gallon gasoline is this is a great boon for miners, because miners are very labor-intensive, energy-intensive. So this is bringing down their costs of pulling. And a lot of these miners right now are only starting to explore some of their new properties. I mean, some of these new properties are just coming online. So it's going to be a great boon for the miners with lower energy costs.
And they know doggone right well, make the proverbial hay while the sun shines, when I can produce, you know, what does it matter to them once they pull the gold out of the ground if they sit there and wait for the market to move up?
And let me tell you what a lot of silver miners are doing right now. And this is just reflective of the premiums that people are paying for silver right now. A lot of silver miners are starting to produce their own silver rounds and taking advantage of the premiums.
Well, and that was done before. You wouldn't have government-struck rounds. I mean, you saw all kinds of rounds back in the 90s. Remember those days,
yeah.
Robbie?
Yep, sure.
Yeah, and people were striking. They were making their own dice, striking their own coins, and putting 1 ounce of silver on it. And I had no doubts. I mean, there's probably a few shady characters out there that tried to cut corners. But by and large, you could buy these unofficial or non-governmental-struck rounds, and they were all over the place. I even have Michael New rounds at home.
Yes, well, Sunshine Mining is one of the biggest. Well, it is the biggest, but a lot of other silver miners are taking advantage of the discrepancy in silver prices.
Renee, anything else, dear?
No, well, this is the deal. It's like, even though prices, like you said, if you go down to $6.25, the thing is, I still think people should buy now because, okay, let's say you have $100. Okay, that $100 in paper can go to zero. If you buy now at, you know, in the $800 range, you still, even if it goes down to the $625, you still have $75 of your $100. So the thing is, even if it goes down, you still can't go as low as you can go with cash.
Well, and that's the point. I mean, that's when you hear statements coming out of, and they're almost, when they say these things, it's almost like out of the sides of their mouth. It's like I'm talking into my shirt sleeve here. But when they talk about, you know, people stuffing money into the mattress. Now, anybody that has any money, appreciable amount of money, knows that that's not where you put your money if inflation is running at 15%. They know that. So rather than them coming out and telling people the truth and saying, well, geez, rather than stuffing that worthless paper, you know it's going to be worth less tomorrow. And by the way, we didn't add into the inflation numbers food or fuel or anything else that you might buy that the costs are starting to spiral out of sight. They're not going to say that. But Renee, you're exactly right. I don't have any money, so I don't know what it's like to say, okay, I've got this pile of cash here. Gee, should I wait another week until gold maybe goes down to $709 an ounce, and then I'll buy then?
But there's no guarantee. Even if gold goes to $650, there's no guarantee you're going to be able to buy an ounce of gold for under $800 an ounce.
Exactly. And the thing is, what I find is if you consistently buy, you know, over a period of time, and then you average it, you know, especially if you've been buying where you picked up some at the cheaper prices, you go, well, I may be paying a little bit more here, but I remember where I bought this other stuff in the $400 range or whatever. I might not make as much money, or I may lose somebody here, but yeah. I can average it with the $400. And if gold ever hits the upside, that's going to be terrific.
Which it will. Let me tell you a short little story here. I took over payments for a woman that works in Austin. And her husband do this certain kind of business. At any rate, they've got valuable property. And I'm standing there, and I'm talking to her. And by the way, I took the car back. I was able to get another car rather than paying on her son's 18% car loan because I needed a car. I said, hey, I cleaned the thing up. You can have it back. You're in a better position to get rid of it than I. And then we're standing there talking, and she's pointing that, well, that property over there is worth $1.2 million. And I'm looking at her, and she said, well, what would you do? I said, if you're seriously trying to sell it, nab the first buyer that you can get as close to that $1 million. She says, well, I still owe $350,000 on it. And I said, yeah, and? I said, get as close to $1 million you can, dump it, pay off the loan to the bank on the remaining of that property, and buy $750,000 in gold. because it's going to increase 5, 6, 7 times.
But the point
of it is, Renee, I took a bad loan. She was going to teach her son a lesson. He made a bad loan on a car out of desperation. I needed a car, so I took over that damn car at 18%. And I said, look, have the thing back. This woman's got more money than I'll ever see in 5 of my lifetimes.
Well, this is the deal. People go, oh, this property's worth 1.2. It's only worth that if somebody's willing to give you that much money for it.
Bingo.
And so the thing is, all these people that are wanting to hang on to this, and that's another question I have, because actually, what I'm really kind of hacked that they're artificially going to try to keep the rates of real estate artificially high. That really hacks me off, because I want them to go down a lot.
Not if
because
you're
that... What I want to do later on is it possible, do I have to convert the gold to cash, or can you trade gold coins for real estate?
Sure you can.
I mean, will people do trades like
sure.
that for you, and is that
oh,
legal?
Absolutely. Oh, of course it's legal. Perfectly legal.
It is, after all, the only legal tender on the planet. The rest of this stuff is just cooked up garbage. Yes, there are people that will do that.
Okay, I'm sure.
Look, I got a dentist that I exchange gold for. All you got to do is ask. Go to a dentist. Next time you go to a dentist, say, hey, listen, can I give you a check or would you take gold? Let me tell you something. Dentists know more about gold than a lot of other people.
Oh, and in fact, there's a guy in Louisiana who is a mega, mega, mega millionaire, big, big gold dealer. And how he started off, he sells all kind of jewelry and stuff to the jewelers. And how he started off, his father was a dentist. Mm-hmm. And he was playing around. He used to play around with the gold in his father's dentist's office. And that's how he started off. And he has like a worldwide, huge, humongous business.
He's probably in the business right now of the commercials that you see. Sell us your junk gold.
Yeah, those guys are, you know, those guys are making an absolute fortune.
They are. Absolutely.
Well, sure, they're paying people 50% of what the value of the gold is.
Oh, yes, but Robbie, they have to take the pains of sending it to the smelter and then smelting it down and turning it back into 24 karat. There's a lot of labor there.
Yeah, well, when you do the math, they're giving, if gold's $800 an ounce, they're giving you $400 an ounce.
There you go. Thank you, Renee. I appreciate your call. And I can tell that she doesn't have $1.2 million in property. David in South Carolina. Hello, David.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
It's an honor to speak with you. I love your show. You taught me a lot about the economic situation, and really I've learned most of it lately through your show.
Well, David, the more I listen to my own words, the more I realize I'm broke and how desperate I am.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, a red flag went up with me about this, the mobilization. You know, that really got my attention, and, of course, that's something that would – it's something very unusual about that. Considering the fact that it's under those circumstances, you know, since 1941, and also a red flag went up with me. You know, I've kept up with the New World Order, or whatever you want to call it, for a long time.
Just call them the bankers.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, Thanksgiving weekend's coming up next week. And anyone who's kept up with this for very long has always known that there's always been really, you know, warnings for patriots to watch out, you know, holidays like that. But I don't know, you know, who knows what the mobilization might be for. There could be a wide variety of things.
Well, and it's got to, well, if you think about it, I mean, look, we're not going to go into a protracted guns and bullet war with anybody. Because in these days and times, with all the talk of Israel wanting to nuke Iran or even at some point, United States was considering it, or maybe United States will back off and let Iran do it, and they'll back them up. I mean, this is pure insanity. I mean, and if this really comes down to survival of the fittest, or let's set off these gigantic Roman candles to see who survives, it may come down to that. But none of this is making any sense to me. Gearing up for what? Gearing up against whom that doesn't have the power and the might to fight back and do as much damage to us as we do to them? We'll be right back. Hang on. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux. Lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. Getthetea.com. It works.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what this is. The Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said.
David, I have come to the point in my life where I'm not trying to outguess the psychopaths. Because I realize that in order to predict what a psychopath is going to do, you have to be one yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I can do at this point is sit back and watch these little nutbags running around doing what they do and report on it as accurately as possible. And you know, and who knows where and how deep down the rabbit hole this whole thing is going to go. But you know, do you care? I'm talking to friends this weekend. We need to examine Plan A, Plan B, and then the old capital S with a hit plan, Plan
yeah.
C. You know, I mean, and if you're prepared as much as you can possibly prepare, because you're going to need it one way or the other. You know,
right. Bullets and beans, yes, sir.
Bibles and bullion. Don't forget the other two.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a shortage of said leaden bullets as we speak.
Yeah, hey, I found that out.
What I heard, and one of our guys here at the network went down to a local gun show and knew one of the dealers, and the NICS line, it's the National Identification, you know, Criminal Background System, whatever. And he said, and they do have automation, by the way, I did find out, but there was up to 1 million calls an hour just this past weekend going over to NICS. And if you think about it, folks,
These aren't people just buying one gun. Maybe it was people buying multiple guns. And a lot of these people, you want to go for dyes or whatever, for if you're a reloader, or you want to go for primers or brass. Some of these people, retailers, are saying, well, wait a minute, I don't have that certain ammunition, and it's 25 weeks backlogged. People,
matter of fact, I spoke with my local gun dealer today regarding something else, but I asked him off, you know, just as an aside, he's been doing brisk business, yeah. And,
yeah.
The ammunition's kind of hard to come by for him. Right
well,
now.
One of the dealers down there said, look, I could have sold 2,000 AR-15s if I would have had the stock, even if I could have gotten it. I could have sold, over the weekend, 2,000 AR-15s.
Yeah, the gun shows are standing room only now.
It's worse than the Bill Clinton days, because even back in the Bill Clinton days, when he started monkeying around with the guns and he had all the little communists up there coming up with all these gun-grabbing bills, you know, people got the idea, well, hey, maybe I ought to just buy some guns and ammo just in case. Only this time around, we've got the same crowd moving in, only this time the country's falling apart. And they're going, wait a minute, don't make that a case. Make that three cases of ammo.
Yes, and he's stacking the deck with all his the old Clinton guys, more and more of them today.
Oh, and Kissinger is going to be the advisor to Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I'm going, yeah, I guess his deck is being stacked.
Oh, it gets worse every day, doesn't it?
Well, it does.
Well, we can just sit back and wait.
Well, and that's what a lot of people are doing, waiting until the other shoe drops.
Wonder if they're still putting tegument in fertilizer.
One thing I wanted to tell Robbie about this, particularly, I don't know if you've seen this commercial yet. They are already have a commemorative Obama coin.
Oh, yes.
Now, think about it. If he, you know, doesn't get inaugurated, if he's found ineligible or something,
Lay it in 24 karat gold.
Yes, yeah, it's flash coated with 24 karat and beneath.
They're selling
the surface.
It for $19.95. I wouldn't give you a buck for it.
And beneath
the
surface,
they got a special $9.95 word down here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And below that flash and splash of absolutely nothing is more worthless nothing.
Sort of like the man.
Well, what they should have done.
You're right.
They should have made them out of lead, and then we could have melted them down later.
That's what I was thinking. Hey, David, thanks for your call.
All right, thanks, gentlemen.
You take care. It's true. They should have come up with it. Maybe we just gave some entrepreneur out there an idea. Let's do a lead Obama coin.
Let's do a Bob Chapman special.
Yeah, Robbie.
Yeah. What?
What?
Bullets and gold?
No!
Oh.
Mr. Chapman just gave you a segue for the Bob Chapman special.
Yes, I know.
Oh, okay.
The Bob Chapman special is MS-61, $10 Liberties. They $6.75 a piece. Order five or more. You can order one or two or three. It doesn't matter. But if you order five or more, you will get a year subscription to the International Forecaster. Total price, including shipping and a fine ceramic mug, $33.75.
Thank you. And by the way, folks, you know, you don't think we have to cut costs here at this network? I think a lot of people think, well, gosh, they've got 37 radio talk show hosts, and these guys must be making money hand over fist. Gold sales should be brisk. Don't make me laugh. Yeah. What I had to do when we send out those fine ceramic mugs, Robbie?
Yes.
We have little cardboard cartons. It went to 11 ounces, and in order for me to ship it out for $2.50 rather than $4.50, I had to cut the flaps off the boxes. So, folks.
So what are you telling me? We already got a mugs
now,
too?
No, we got plenty of mugs. They're just going out flapless.
I didn't know there was a worldwide shortage of
coffee
mugs.
Like the flaps in my Long John underwear. I'm now flapless.
Yeah.
Don, don't you laugh, Bob. Don't you dare laugh. I think maybe we should wake him up.
No, I was just going to answer you in German. I thought, I better not, because nobody understands it.
Nix verstehen.
Ich hab nicht gemacht.
Heil. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
From the Agora Financial people, they had a breakdown here, and how the government has thrown...
Yeah, you know, that's a bank that's screwing me over.
Excuse me, that's the caller. Yeah. At any rate, that's my producer non-producing over here. At any rate, talking about the amount of money that the government has thrown around, and folks, you hear 700 billion. That keeps getting, that figure keeps getting pumped in your head, because that was the dog and pony show. That was the theatrics politically to allow the Fed Reserve and the Treasury to take over the whole shooting match. But these people broke this thing down, and they put it at $4.2 trillion. I do believe it's even higher than that, and here's the breakdown. Government entity and the sums in billions of dollars, the TAF, that being the term auction facility, $900 billion. The discount window lending, commercial banks, $99.2 billion. Investment banks, $56.7 billion. Loans to buy, the ABCP, $76.5 billion. AIG is $112.5 billion, and that number is climbing. Spigot's not been cut off to those fine folks. Bear Stearns, $29.5 billion. The Term Security Lending Facility, $225 billion. The swap lines that they've put in, $613 billion. The Money Market Investor, the Funding Facility, $540 billion. commercial paper funding facility, $257 billion. In the other category, the TARP, great name, we're going to cover this mess up, that's the bowl with the tegument mixed in, the Troubled Assets Relief Program, $700 billion. The automakers, $25 billion, but they want $50, who knows? Federal Housing Authority Administration, $300 billion. The Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, so far, $350 billion. Total $4,284,500,000,000. Is that right?
Yeah, there's there's no inflation.
No, there's none. There's no inflation.
Inflate or die is the motto.
But Bob, you see my point here in the conditioning, the sheeple that it's out there, they keep talking about the $700 billion. And what are we going to do with that other $350 billion, Mr. Treasury Secretary, Mr. Bernanke? When are we going to do that other $350 billion? I think we should be buying up mortgages. Well, what are we going to do with that other $350 billion? In the meantime, they've given away almost $5 trillion.
Let's go after Mark.
And they won't tell you where it went.
And they're exactly right.
It's a state secret.
Oh. You know, I'm watching that. I watched very closely that G20 thing. And I got to tell you what I seriously, Bob, and you can imagine this happening, and I think this is truer than not, is that they all gathered them together and said, hey, look, the markets are going to pop. We'll throw together an emergency meeting. I'm not buying this at the end of April, probably May Day. Probably targeted really for May 1st, Commie Day in England. But I think they were there for the marching orders saying, look, we're going to blow the economy out and we'll have an emergency meeting, but here's what we're going to do. We're not going to say anything. We're going to set a artificial timeline that we're going to meet, but we're going to blow the markets out. Everybody says that, well, you watch the financial shows, Bob. I know that you do. You pay attention to their crap that they're putting out there to the public. Well, you know, we're going to have a bad recession here, but you know, maybe we've reached almost the bottom. They don't even know where the bottom is.
Oh, yeah, that was the refrain today because of Hewlett-Packard.
Amazing. Don in Ohio. Let's get through these calls. Hello, Don.
Hello. I got a question. I've got a bank, Huntington here, locally bank, and what they did was they charged me three insufficient funds when they showed at the end of the day I still had money in the bank. So they charged me $69, $23 three times for insufficient funds when they showed that I still had money in the bank. Who do I talk to about?
Customer service rep, and then she'll give you the runaround. She'll make a cursory phone call to the main office. They'll do you a favor by maybe dropping one of them, but they'll stick you with two or three of them. Now, let me tell you what happened when they did that to me. And I've got six accounts at this one bank, you know, for gold and silver and things of that nature. They did this to me. They had me tacked for 13 or 14 insufficient funds. I walked into that bank, and I'm talking loud enough. The office joined the bank president's or bank manager's office. This woman saying, well, you know, this happened one time before, and I was only able to get rid of a couple of them for you. And I said, look, if you do not drop these charges, you get your manager over here because I'm pulling all these accounts out of this damn bank today.
I closed all my accounts today, too, but I think I want to go a little bit further. I might get a sign or something like that says this bank is guilty of fraud and stand out in front of their store. I've done that, or stand out in front of their bank. I've done it before to Charter One, and they came out and begged me to, you know, put the sign away and stuff like that because it was right on the main street. And they took the charges off because they did basically somewhat, you know, I mean, just as evil kind of crap.
Well, but understand that this is the modus operandi of the banks and lending institutions now because they're looking for any funds that they can get. And most people, now, believe this or not, Don, they're not made like you or I. They won't raise a stink about it. They'll beg and plead for a few minutes, but then they'll stop. And these people get their fees. Where are the people complaining about their credit card interest rates that are now over 30%? They didn't do anything wrong. They still made their dutiful payments, maybe minimally. But all of a sudden, they wake up one day that they had 7.9% on a credit card, and it's now at 30.
Now, would I be able to take them to small claims court? And,
No.
Because, I mean, I got the proof. I copied the pages and stuff like that still said that I had money in the bank, you know, at the end of the day and everything like that. The bills that I paid were, they did have enough money. They went through, and I still had money left over, but they still charged me three.
Look, I'll tell you what happened to me today. This very same bank called me. I made a deposit on Saturday. Now, these people are in the Stone Age. Live banks, and that refers to people that do online banking. You make a deposit, it's posted to your account like that. These people are still working in the Stone Age. And I made a deposit on Saturday. It didn't post to Monday. They said it was insufficient funds. And I said, if you people were not living in the Stone Age, and I said, I got news for you. I said, every other bank on the face of this planet has gone live banking. And I says, and you people are sitting there telling me because in order to replace this program, which would only take you one day to do, oh, well, don't worry, Mr. Stadtmiller, we're going to do that in March or April. I said, you know what? You can take your March and April and stick it someplace where the sun ain't shining. I said, you telling me and you're going to try this stuff again that the funds weren't posted? I said, come into the 21st century. Oh, and then immediately after this, I get a phone call from, who is it? Is it Powers? J.P. Powers?
J.D. Powers.
J.D. Powers. I got a phone call asking me what I thought about this certain bank. I said, are you nuts? I said, you don't want to report what I'm going to tell you. Well, okay then. Bye. Don?
Okay, on the second question, I want to find out about what I could get for about 2000. Is there any junk, silver or anything out there? You know, that's something that's not numismatic, or, I mean, just something that, you know, weight-wise.
Well, junk's hard to come by. I mean, it's out there, but it's...
What would be my next option? You know, it's just something, you know, closer to the weight instead of...
There's nothing out there that you're gonna get that is not going to have a 40 or 50% premium on.
Well, I'll tell you what, do this, Don, so that you're on the list, and Robbie will make this post-it note and post it on the computer screen so he'll remember to do it, see if he can scarf up some junk silver. 800-691-7898. Robbie will make a note on that, and probably tomorrow, right, Robbie? You'll scour around out there to see what kind of junk silver you come up with?
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's a sort of daily thing now. Call up in the morning, got anything?
Don, anything else?
We'll do. Thank you much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Uh-oh. I knew this was going to happen. I think this is the soccer guy from New York. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Yeah, good evening. Hi. Oh, by the way, you have to be off that list of yours of the Bible, beans, and bullets.
What's that?
A very important bee.
Which is?
Booze.
Hey, you know what I've told people?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, Mike. I said, if you've got any money, I said, buy the cheapest cigarettes, the generic stuff, throw oxygen absorbers, put it in a vacuum bag, and throw them in the freezer, and then go out and buy a couple of cases of the cheapest rot gut liquor that you can possibly get. And I said, that will be a bartering tool. A bottle will get you boxes of rounds of ammunition or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's also for medicinal purposes as well.
Why get the rot gut stuff?
Because this is for trade, Robbie. This isn't for something for your consumption.
Spring for some fine Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, John, did I hear you talk about a stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dallas.
Yeah. What?
Which stadium was that?
That was the new Dallas $1.2 billion monument to Jerry Jones Stadium, the Dallas.
Who's the owner of Dallas now? Is that a guy called Hicks?
No. It's Jerry Jones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, the god of the football. You know, the oblong-looking
one. Sure, because I thought that you were talking about the Liverpool Stadium, you know, because they're also building a stadium. But anyway.
I didn't know that. Do they have a retractable roof, or are they going to keep the hole there?
funny. We're talking about stadiums. This is the weirdest thing, okay? I was driving north out of New York the other day, and... driving past Yankee Stadium is the new Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It is about 25 yards away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the city is pleading poverty, okay? And as with all of these sports stadiums, the taxpayer is either directly or indirectly on the hook. Now, I could understand a new stadium if the Yankees turned around and said, well, you know, we don't like the Bronx anymore, and we're moving out to, you know, a better place or whatever. But that old, you know, Yankee Stadium is, you know, is a fine stadium, but they can find, you know, $1 billion to build a new one, but they're cutting back on services.
Well, and I'm not quite sure that they have all the funding, because along with that story, it was kind of intimated that Jerry Jones with the new Texas Stadium, he's about $112 million short, that the new Yankee Stadium may be in the same position. Now, here's the crux of it, and you just pointed it out. New York is up there talking about taxing this and taxing that, and they're standing there with their hand out for a bailout for the government. How are they going to try to sell this to the public? Because you know what? I don't like George Steinbrenner. If there was never another pitch that came out of a Yankee pitcher's hand, I could care less.
Okay.
You know?
I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, do you know that Jerry Jones and Steinbrenner are hooking up? They're in partnership together.
Well, then that explains it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A quick question for Bob, please. Bob, I was reading recently that there's a gargantuan amount of treasuries that have not been delivered for various, you know, various trades. I think it's of the order of a couple hundred billion or something.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. You're talking about the COMEX?
No.
This is these are treasuries that. Haven't cleared the DTC.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
They're being held. And behind all that is these are bogus treasuries being created by the Treasury and handed out to these companies that are in trouble to be used as collateral. And that'll come out later. It's out-and-out first-class fraud. And that's what
they're
doing right now.
Absolutely. It's fraud on a gargantuan scale.
And these people just don't care. As you know, they're masters of the universe, so they can do anything they want. And again, people are going to have to wake up, and they're going to have a choice. Either live on your knees, or you die with a gun in your hand. Because this is where this is all going.
Yeah, Bob, you also mentioned a possible war with Russia, okay? What could be the pretext for that?
Well, there's Iran, who is has treaties with them, and and Lebanon, and there's Georgia. We just saw an invasion recently.
Okay.
And we also have Kosovo, and Ukraine is upside down. And, you know, who knows? I mean, if they want to have a war, they can have a war under any pretext.
Yeah, but are they that crazy to go to war with Russia, who has, you know, Lord knows how many thousand nukes?
Well, yes, they are, and the U.S. has more, and that's the thinking. We'll level Russia, but, you know, we can afford to lose all the major cities in Europe and half the major cities in the United States. We don't care. We want to get rid of people anyway. The depth of the depravity is far beyond the comprehension of the average decent mind.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, I don't even believe it myself. It's so...
it's diabolical.
It's so sure
in the greatest sense.
Yeah.
Mike, you are a betting man, because I know you bet on these soccer matches that you fondly call football.
Liverpool's in second place.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I told Bob that I made a bundle on the Liverpool-Chelsea game.
No, that's what he just said. You didn't hear him?
No, because I just walked into the apartment and I heard, I heard the piece about the stadium.
Well, and you know what? Let's talk about American football here.
Okay.
The Tennessee Titans on Thanksgiving Day are going to play the Detroit Lions. Now, the Detroit Lions are going to be probably 10-0, and the Tennessee Titans are already. Or, I'm sorry, they're 0-10. The Tennessee Titans are 10-0. By the time the game takes place, who knows? But you're going to be looking at reverse. But I'll tell you what, I'll make you a bet. Detroit Lions win that game.
John, I'll be honest. I don't really follow the...
I don't care. You're a betting man. I don't care.
Well, do you
Who
think
am
the
I
game
betting?
Will be rigged?
Who am I betting for?
You're betting me.
Yeah, but which team is mine?
Well, it's not the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
And a pack of chewing gum.
Okay, I'll bet you one of those mugs.
Okay, you're on.
I'll send you one of my mugs if I lose.
Okay.
And how many points are you giving him, 50?
I know, this isn't even up. I don't do that point spread stuff.
By the way,
take the bet, Mike.
I got odds of 7-1 on that Chelsea game.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, they were giving it away because, you know.
Point spreads. Give me a break, yeah. Mr. Chapman.
Okay, John, thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, I appreciate it. Mark and Joe, hang on. We'll take your calls as well.
Not being a betting man myself.
Where is it?
Not being a better man yourself?
Betting man.
Oh, betting man. Oh. I'm sorry, Bob. You said what? Where's that special?
I'm waiting for the special again.
Well, you'll get it after the break. Did you get your mug, by the way?
Me?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Okay, good, because I didn't send it. It'd be a miracle if you got it.
It'll never get here.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. Survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 post-paid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Mr. Chapman is calling for the Bob Chapman special, Mr. Noel. Drum roll, please.
Let me just throw this in. Do you know where Wes Laco, Texas is?
I don't know. Wiggle your wires because your ISDN is really messing up.
Yeah.
I said, do you know where Wes Laco, Texas is?
It worked. No, I don't, Robbie.
Well, according to KRGV-TV, Vice President Dick Cheney, former AG Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, and State Senator Eddie Lucio Jr. have been indicted by a Texas grand jury. It says the South Texas grand jury has indicted Vice President Dick Cheney, Alberto Gonzalez, on charges related to an alleged abuse of prisoners in the county's federal detention centers.
How's come they didn't go after?
Do they describe what this this act was that they did? Was it ill treatment or?
Yeah,
it says were they homosexually attacking them or what?
Shotgun blast to the face.
The indictment criticizes Cheney's investment in Vanguard Group, which holds interest in the private prison. So we'll see.
Little conflict of interest.
There you go. Anyway, Bob, sorry for being distracted, but I thought that was interesting.
No, I think it's important. It's nice to know what the criminals are doing in our government.
Yeah, well, Bush will just pardon him, so there you go.
Well, I don't think it'll get to that because he'll be out before that thing gets adjudicated. So, maybe we'll have him as a long-term inmate.
Yeah. Anyway,
that Gonzalez was also involved in Countrywide, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, of course, they all were. It's like Pena, whatever his name was, from Colorado.
Pena, that's
Mr. Pena.
Spanish speakers, you know.
The Bob Chapman special, MS-61, $10 Liberty, $6.75. And if you order five or more, you will receive a ceramic mug and a year subscription to the International Forecaster. Total on that is, what did I say it was?
It was $33.75. Yeah,
there you
go. And if somebody is feeling real magnanimous because you want this network to be here next year, you may want to buy a coin for us. We'll put it in the vault and cash it in at a later date to pay some bills around here because we're just like any other business out there, folks. We do not walk on water, and we're not floating in the clouds. Let me go back to the phones here. Mark in Ohio. By the way, what's the phone number that people need to call, Robbie?
800-691-7898.
I think that would be important. Go to your website, which is, Mr. Noel?
EaglesUp.com.
Ah. Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Hi.
Hey, I want to know, do you know any more about that AEG group down there in Apple Grove, Ohio?
No, nothing yet.
I wonder. I call a lot of people and God, I think they're not awake. They were really excited, want to know what's up with that. And I said, well, this is this Luciferian regime that we're calling a government.
Well, and if you think about it, any of the anti-terrorism plans out there for guarding infrastructure, you know, these places are supposed to be fortified. But, I mean, give me a break, 45 to 50 trailers?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. By the way, a Vietnam vet called in and thinks this military call-up is going to show who's for or against. In other words, they'll go after those who don't report.
Wow.
Now, that's an interesting thought.
Oh, yeah. I might get the old fire started.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, let me slide in one more here, Mark. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, John.
All right, Joe in Florida, 30 seconds. Joe?
Hello?
30 seconds.
Yeah, I was just wondering if these troops coming back and being activated, if it has anything to do with Obama's birth certificate.
I have.
And the potential riot if he's not allowed to be president.
It could be. Who knows? Because the Berg suits, there's more Philip J. Berg suits going in to the court system. Gentlemen, we're out of time here. Mr. Robbie Noel is next on the flip side, Monday through Friday on this network, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Mr. Bob Chapman. By the way, if we send the monk down to Punta Gorda, will you get it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll send you a mug. Thank you, Bob Chapman. We'll see you back here next Tuesday.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.